With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The nation's top intelligence official says Iran's government appears to still be intact.
In testimony before Congress, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard said the U.S.-Israeli military campaign has taken a toll on the Iranian regime.
The IC assesses the regime in Iran appears to be intact but largely degraded.
But she also told members of the Senate Intelligence Committee,
Iran and its proxies continue to attack U.S. and allied interests in the Middle East.
Gabbard said if a hostile regime survives, Iran will seek to begin a years-long effort to rebuild its missiles and drone forces. Greg Clugston, Washington.
But if Iran is not worried, maybe it should be. Tehran has broadened its strikes on major energy facilities in the last 24 hours in the Middle East, eliciting strong warnings from Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates that calls it a dangerous escalation that threatens to draw those three nations into direct combat with Tehran. American companies will be allowed to do business with Venezuela's state-owned oil and gas company, that after the Treasury Department eased sanctions with some limitations on Wednesday. Federal Reserve is holding interest rates steady, as expected by markets and economists, adding the Iran war's economic impact, well, that remains to be seen.
The implications of events in the Middle East for the U.S. economy are uncertain. In the near term, higher energy prices will push up overall inflation, but it is too soon to know the scope and duration of the potential effects on the economy.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says, meanwhile, the central bank envisions one rate cut next year. This is SRN News. Men and women spend their time differently. Here's Michael Harrington.
That's the conclusion of a wide-ranging new study from the Pew Research Center, which considers a variety of daily activities, including work, exercise, and relaxation. When it comes to daily time spent on religious or civic activities, women outpace men, especially as both grow older. Amongst Americans in their 70s, women spend about 35 minutes a day on faith or civic activities compared to 27 minutes for men. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, a new poll, very interesting, asking moms about church. It comes from Motherhood Today and reveals about half of them say the number one reason they attend worship services on a regular basis is to grow in their faith. The second most commonly cited reason is to learn about God. When asked what's good and not good about that, a majority of moms say they like the small group ministries. This is SRN News. A Macy's refresh starting to pay off.
Macy's is reporting stronger than expected profits from the crucial fourth quarter of last year, and comparable sales are up again. The department store says an overhaul of its merchandise and improved customer service is leading to more spending by shoppers. The company, which also operates upscale Bloomingdale's and the beauty chain Blue Mercury, offered a mixed outlook for the year, projecting sales above Wall Street expectations while remaining conservative on the outlook on profits. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
J.P. Morgan Chase making a new wealth advising push for athletes at every income level so their money will last longer. The bank wants to reach people early, including college athletes, and is also targeting professional athletes who are maybe nearing retirement when they stop playing in their 30s. More details, srnnews.com.